numbers on the line. Just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good afternoon, Coach Ambrose.
Good afternoon, Rob.
A big 56-7 win for your team over Bucknell on Saturday. How much did you need that win, and how pleased were you with your team's performance in the game?
I think any win is the one you need. We definitely needed that. It's been a while. I was very, very proud of our guys, very, very proud of how they prepared, how they built through the week. I think they shook off all the distractions and really got back to the heart and soul of football and the way we played it earlier in the season. I think got some of our confidence back, and are very, very pleased with our effort.
You talked quite a bit last week about the need for some new guys to step up leadership-wise. Did you see some of that on Saturday?
Oh, gosh, yes. I think we saw it all the way around. I think guys that were in maybe second-tier leader positions before a bunch of guys got injured, I think those guys stepped up. And guys that had nowhere near an opportunity to have any leadership ability, they were very verbal. We were verbal as a team. We communicated on all three phases, and as such, we were very confident and executed very well.
Got a couple media questions in queue if you'll get those for us, Tamika.
You have a question from David Driver with Washington Times.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Morning, Dave.
Good. JMU has obviously maintained this level for a long time under multiple coaches now over the past few years. What are some of the reasons why do you think they've been able to maintain that level at such a high level?
Oh, I think when you know, somebody once said that coaches win games and administrators win championships, and the fact that everybody at JMU is on the same page and what they're doing athletically, I think Jeff Bourne's done an amazing job there. That the focus is where it needs to be. They understand what athletics can do for the profile of their institution as an institution. This thing starts at the top, and they see how important it is. They see the benefits of it, and as such, it keeps a machine that keeps feeding itself.
You just follow up. You've obviously been able to do that as well. Both schools have sent players to the NFL, but obviously, you know, these guys are getting degrees, and that's not always the focus. Kind of how is that a balance, or is it obvious that you can do both?
Oh, I think it's obvious that you can do both. But, you know, if you're going to have sustained excellence in anything you do, then everybody has to be on the same page all the time. And the teams involved, I can say this, the teams involved have to be more than the people that are just doing it. It's everybody buys into it, and it starts at the top and bleeds its way down. And so when pieces move, like coaches move or, you know, guys move on, you just insert plug and play. So, you know, it is a student-athlete mentality all the way around at a lot of our schools in this league. And the continuity of their administration and the leadership has kept this thing moving, even when there might have been a hiccup or two.
Great. Thanks, Rob. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you, sir.
Your next question is from the line of Kyle Kensing with the Flow Sports.
Coach, the performance that Tom and Shane had in the first half this past week, have you ever been part of anything quite like that? I mean, six touchdown passes altogether, 5-1 player, you know, in 30 minutes of play?
Not like that. No. I mean, you know, even the longest one that Shane had, I remember we had actually called that play early in the game and screwed it up. And we still had a positive play on it, but we didn't get out of it what we wanted. I said, we're going to call this again so the two of you guys can get on the same page and we can just figure this out. I didn't really expect that to be a 50-yard touchdown. But, you know, they were both in sync. They've been in sync. They've spent so much time together that it's just kind of funny. And it wasn't like we were calling plays specifically for Shane. It just worked out that way. And we took what the defense gave us, and which is one of the things we haven't done in a couple weeks.
And with the relationship that those two have, how have you seen it kind of evolve in their time together?
Well, you know, there's two guys hanging out with each other. It's like any other relationship, but it has a focal point. Football is the focal point. So it always keeps them together. It doesn't matter what they do in their personal lives or their academic lives. Football's the thing that brings them both together. And the more time they spend together, the more they start starting and finishing each other's sentences. And I just watched it today in practice while we were making a slight little change, and I didn't have to say anything. The two of them were doing it on their own, and they didn't have full sentences. And that's the kind of relationship that you want between, well, any two players, really.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Rob, maybe lost in the amazing numbers that Tom and Shane put up was the fact that you also ran the ball for 328 yards, a couple backs over 100. How important was it to get that part of your offense going?
I think it was important to get that part of the offense going and get so many different people on the field and a chance to get some experience. You know, we had a lot of young guys that made some plays and a lot of guys that had to step into roles that they'd never been in before, and a lot of guys screwed up and in opportunities and then realized how important, you know, we talk about it has to be important before it happens. And some of these guys got a crash course in that, and that's what young kids tend to do. So we learned a lot during this game, but I thought we played very, very well up front on both sides of the ball. And really proud of Yeedy and AP. Like, that's a day that they had both been needing for a long time, and it's going to help us in the future.
And then, as you said, defensively, maybe led by those guys up front, Bryce Carter in particular, you hold Bucknell to 6 yards rushing and 161 yards overall. What did you do so well on that side?
We just did our job, and we did it. We did it with some intensity, and we did it with a sense of urgency, and we had fun doing it. That we went through the whole week like that, and we were going to hold ourselves and each other accountable to playing the way that we know how to play. And to be honest, after watching Bucknell grow through the season and seeing the slacking that they put on Colgate, I was really concerned going into this game. And the guys would have none of it. They were just—they really didn't care who we played. They were going to play as hard as they could play and just see where everything shakes out in the end. That's really all you can ask.
Obviously, a very big challenge for your team on Saturday with the trip to James Madison. As you've started to look at them, what are some of the challenges that they present on both sides of the ball?
Well, talent alone, I mean, they're incredibly talented. Let's be honest, they're incredibly talented. I had a chance to coach against a number of 1A conferences in my career, and these guys look like a MAC championship team, bare minimum, top to bottom. They're deep. And who lists four tailbacks? Who does that? But they do. They run the ball extremely well. They throw the ball with incredible dynamic ability. And defensively, they're a bunch of studs. That's all there is to it. There's guys on that defense that are going to play in the NFL, and there's a reason that they're the number two team in the country.
What makes it, obviously the numbers that have jumped out for them, we've talked about on the call over the last several weeks for them, has been the sack and tackle for loss numbers. What makes them so hard to block up front?
Well, it's the situations that they put you in as a team. They're very explosive offensively. They put up a lot of points. And if you get into a game where you're constantly playing catch-up and you're not running the ball that much, those guys get to tee off and chase the quarterback. And those are some of the best pass rushers this league's ever seen. And that's a quality statement, considering the great number of great players that have played in this league. These guys are of that caliber. So, you know, it's an entire team game. It's not allowing yourself to be in a position where you have to chuck it every play. And those guys put you in that, and thus allow them to play to their strengths and get to the quarterback.
All right, Rob, thanks so much for your time today. Safe travels to Harrisonburg, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.